Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9 o'clock in the nation's capital. What a day. What a day. And what a vibe. Burgundy and gold vibe. And if your favorite NFL team season is over, trust me, we know what it feels like. But we're glad we're not with you. Reggie in the triangle. Welcome to overtime.
Hey, Rick Doc Walker, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, man. We're in the hunt.
This first time calling in, and it's a pleasure, man. It's really a pleasure to even get through. God is good.
Yes, he is all the time.
That's right. Hey, Rick, I got two things to say. One is it's not going to be great. The first part is going to be great. Rick, I'm with you 100% on Tomlinson. It might be time for a new look. It might be time for a new look. I mean, Pittsburgh been struggling.
Yeah, with Steelers. I mean, something.
Yeah, you were right. I agree with you 100%.
I mean, they're just somebody from the outside has got to come in. Clearly, they can't correct it themselves.
Exactly. We talk about
can't do it.
Ever since that boy retired, I mean, he hasn't won anything. And I'm hearing they're saying it about Harbaugh too now, because you have you have Lamar Jackson, and you can't do something. And then you had Henry. Something is wrong somewhere there too. What do you think about that?
Their offensive guy last year, that was a sin. I thought they had the best team in the world. See, the best team doesn't always win.
That's true.
The thing about it. That's what makes the situation so unique. You got to have so many different elements working for you. Pittsburgh's deal is clearly you just don't score enough points, and they have a problem that this thing with they need a daycare center for their wide receivers. But they have all these adults on the defensive side of the ball. What the hell is going on? It's like they're running a psychiatric ward. They have all these mature individuals on one half the building and these lunatics on the other side of the building.
Oh,
yet they all get together for half the year, they're unbeatable. And then the other half of the year, they're dysfunctional. I've never seen anything like it. And they're wasting a great fan base. But it's the money machine. It keeps grinding. They're Dallas, they hate it.
Yeah.
They're not happy. As much as Big Tony, and I ride him like Secretariat, he's not happy with it. They hate it. But there's nothing they can do about it, and I just thought we'd throw it out today. Hey, Reggie, thanks for calling, man. This is your first time. Hope it won't be your last.
Doc, I couldn't have this real important thing I want to say real quick.
Beg your pardon?
I had one more thing important to say.
Okay, go for it, Reggie. What is it?
Okay. Doc, I'm an old dude. I'm 67. I can't.
You're a baby.
Everybody's saying we're going to win it. I got to wait till we win until we – can we tell our fan base to just calm it down? Let's win first before we start making all of these predictions. Just like you said, one game at a time. That's all I got to say. Because I can't take this.
When you've been in the sewer, when you've been down as long as we've been down, let them do whatever they want to do.
But Doc, if I lose, man, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, that's okay.
I'm going to lose my mind.
They've been in prison. Man, they've been in prison for 20 years. Let them do whatever they want to do. They'll figure it out on their own.
But, Doc, if we get there and I lose, I'm going to lose my mind, man. I'm gone.
I think you'd be so happy to be there, you'll get over it. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to Charles County next. Mark, welcome.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Mark.
Hello. Hey, yeah. What you just described is just the NFL in general. A lot of cities go through that building years and years in heartbreak. Look at Detroit. Everybody was worshiping them 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then look at them now. Right? All of a sudden, bang. You know, Pittsburgh, same thing. Same thing with us. Look at Jacksonville. I mean, you know, NFL, that's why I love it. It doesn't care about you. It doesn't care about your feelings, what you've been doing. It doesn't care about nothing. Just this week, as you always say, who we playing this week? I don't care who's hurt. I don't care, right? Nothing. Who we playing this week? Who we playing this week?
Yeah, Philadelphia.
That's it.
That's
what else you thinking about?
That's nothing it. But Philadelphia.
You think about next year.
I say it all year, and they make fun of me.
Are you thinking about cap space?
Yeah, well,
right?
No,
are you thinking about cap
usually
space?
Around here, they're no. talking about who's going to be the next coach, who's going to draft. Because
right.
their design is all loser talk. Because all they
exactly.
do around here,
exactly.
for the most part, is lose. They don't know how to do
exactly.
anything other than lose. And talk
we're
about
not gonna have
signing
this kind
some
of chemistry
other jackass.
Next year, the same way like yeah. 82, you can't duplicate that. The only the thing I'm glad about right now is that we're opportunistic at the right time. We're catching the interceptions. We're recovering the fumbles. We're doing that kind of thing, and that's championship-level stuff. I'm looking for Philadelphia, Doc. I'll meet you there. If you're going, anybody going, I'll meet you there. Ain't worried about next year.
I'll be at post-game. I'm going to be right in the studio on a microphone, and hopefully that we win. But either way, the team deserves a hell of a lot of credit. But I'm still in season. So I'm 100 miles an hour into winning the game, period. All I'm focused on is tomorrow and practice. Matter of fact, I'm not even in game mode. I'm in practice mode. You know, I'm in practice mode. Let me get to practice. Let's learn. Let's develop. Let's take it one day at a time. I got a crybaby on the line, so I got to go get to him. He's a brat. He calls up here. He texts. He says, I'm on the line. You know what the problem with this guy is? When his team used to be really good, I gave him privileges. And when his team was going to Super Bowls, whatever, everybody wanted to hear from him. What he doesn't understand is that his team is a non-playoff team. So nobody really cares if he's on the line or not. So he calls up, he demands we put him on the air. When we don't take him call first, then he hangs up. So, Melvin, you tell Big Tony that either if he don't want to stay on hold, then the hell with him.
What's going on, baby?
Hey, Tony, what's happening?
Hey, Slim.
Yeah, you having a hard time adjusting to your new role.
Nah, Slim. Nah, it ain't like that. I'm calling to give y'all congratulations, man. And you gonna do it like that?
No, man. No. We don't need you in our corner.
Nah, Slim. I'm just saying, for the first time in 30 years since I've known you, you actually get to go and do something. I mean, welcome to the club, my man. I mean, y'all
the club you used to be in. Okay, good. All right.
No, Slim. We were there. We got blown out, this, that, and the other, by the Ravens who what happened to them yesterday.
When was this?
When was what?
When did y'all get blown out by the Ravens?
2 weeks ago. Man, don't try and be funny. But if you want to act for real, if they didn't decide to get cute, there should have been a 14-3. The crowd comes in the play, da-da-da-da-da, gives the ball. Y'all would have never stopped them, but they would have never stopped y'all. I mean, damn, score might have been 85-86. I mean,
okay.
I don't know who would have won the game. But, no, I'm calling to give you congratulations. You going to do it like that? But, no, that's all right. Welcome to the club. Finally in the playoffs, finally in the championship game, and y'all Bamas might – hey, Slim, I ain't going to lie to you. Mm-hmm. Y'all might do something. I might put a little. Well, I made money with you yesterday or Saturday or whatever day. I made my Christmas money back. So, y'all keep doing what you're doing, and have a good day,
you
Bama.
Took us again? You took us?
Hell yeah! Wow. I took you 10 points. It was 10. Then it was 8. Then it was 9. And then I took it at 10. As soon as it jumped to 10, I stuck on it. And I told Heavy Metal Chris, I said, look. You got to go in there and find him some S-Talk archive joints and let him find – just let him listen to it. He'll lose his mind.
Who knows about S-Talk?
No, we talked about it a couple weeks ago when we said – when I met Nate. Remember I told you I met Nate and all that old stuff with the S-Talk? Whatever.
Yeah.
So, hey, Slim, do what you got to do. Don't get smoked, man, because I'm going to put
all
the
right,
money on
appreciate
you
again. Good hearing from you, man.
You have a good one.
Good hunt.
Bye, Bama.
Okay, that's Big Tony, and we love the Steelers. It's not
just like to mention that I do not love the Steelers. I'll just say that I do not love the Steelers.
No, I like I mean, how can you not? I mean, the Steelers just what they represent means a lot, but I hate to see them struggling like this. I really do. It's tough, man. It's tough. I don't know how you fix it. I just don't know how you fix it.
I mean, I think they got to get that quarterback, you know? I don't know how you do it in their position. They're not going to have a top three draft pick. Maybe they got to trade someone and hope they trade a team. In a year, they just are terrible, and you get a really good draft pick that way, kind of like how the Bears got the number one pick last year. But I don't think – I mean, the problem is if you get rid of Tomlin, that defensive legacy they have might end, and that's the thing that keeps them in all these games. You had a star quarterback to that, like a really elite quarterback. I mean, that's so the Patriots were running for decades.
You're saying that as if it's achievable, like it's not a hard thing.
It is very hard to do. It is very hard to do.
How do you get it?
Like I said, maybe you trade to get some draft picks from teams.
Give me an example. You know, just give me an example. You're making it sound like it's relatively easy.
No, it's not easy. It's not. It's not, but I don't think getting rid of Tomlin makes it any easier. That's the thing.
Okay, because there's been you know, there's talk about Roosters quarterback the Jets quarterback.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, man. See him in
you don't believe it or not?
I don't
know.
Look, man, you want to get fired from a coaching job, you bring Aaron Rodgers to your team.
But see, Aaron Rodgers couldn't be Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. They wouldn't tolerate his stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But then he just starts complaining and people seem to get fired around him. You know, he's like, oh, I don't really like this coordinator. I don't like this coach, whatever. And everyone gets fired.
He could get their air game going. They just need to score more points. Without having to, you know, to run the ball all the time. I don't know. But you know, another thing, too, about it, I don't really care. You know, it sounds like we were doing a show from 2 years ago. How do we fix all our deals? I don't care. That's their problem. I'm so glad that, you know, we've got two. And, Marcus Mariota, I remember all the – well, not all, but there were some people in the media that didn't like that. And that's turned out to be a real asset. Because Marcus has been in play well. That play that they botched, I would love to know what they were really trying to do. That would have been interesting. Really, one of the few times they were stopped themselves. They ended up going back and getting it done. They make things happen on offense now, man. And the defense, and you know, I don't think we've given John Allen enough credit for coming back. And I heard when it happened, you know, if the tendon or whatever didn't come off the bone, but he had to go through a terrific amount of rehabilitation to make himself. He didn't just rehab to be a regular citizen. He had to get back to be able to bench press 300-pound men, and he did it. That takes a lot, man.
And he's been doing well in the playoffs for.
And I would have, because I would have said, John, let that thing go, man. Say no, but he. I just thought he deserves a canine shout out. Would he? People come back from search that type of injury and not only show back up, but he's making plays. Deron playing with a broken thumb. I know it's football. Try me putting you a cast and putting that big bolo on your hand, and let me see you go out. Let me just see you eat dinner with that. And the guy's playing the football game. It's tough. I just think they deserve some credit and their effort. It's a lot of things. We're going to need them because Saquon is no joke. I'm telling you, this brother bad. It's going to be something. But something within me, I'm happy as Philly and not the Rams. I really am. Good deal. We'll take a break here on Overtime. DLC, Heavy Metal here with you. Irish and Buckeyes putting on a classic for us. We got a lot of football going on. And for once in a long, long time, Burgundy and Gold is the topic. Stay with us. Championship evening. Fighting Irish. And the Ohio State Buckeyes in the backdrop. And it's championship two wins away from someone being able to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. If we'd have talked about this during training camp, a lot of people would have thought we'd been drinking. But this is real. Mike out in Burke, how you handling all this success?
Hey, Doc, you got me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy, I got one thing to say first. Woo, baby! Yeah! And I'm right with you, Doc. I got a lot of friends using that SB word. I'm like, don't say it. I said, we got one thing to look at. We get to play another weekend. I'll talk to you Sunday at about 6 o'clock, and then we have this conversation later. And
we're going to go post-game live.
Exactly, baby. And I'm loving it. And, I mean, I would say this will even be better than beating the Cowboys, but not because I really, really, really dislike them. I don't like to use the word hate because that's a strong word. And on the ending note, let's go Caps, baby. I know how much you love them. Come on.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Yeah, hey, Doc, the Caps have filled what a void for me.
They are smoking tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a physical, fast, exciting. And I don't want it to be about just in a love of what Ovi representing has done, but let's do it in a championship atmosphere. Hey, I know Doc, that would please him the most. And Carberry, we got everything. We got upstairs, management, coach, front office. Monumental has flipped this thing around. It's entertaining. Broadcast team, pregame, postgame, smoking, Al Koken. I mean, what more do you want? So let's just ride with it, man. And I just like the fact that we're talking about winning and not in last place.
Hey, Doc.
Love it. Yep.
I like I said, I don't predict anything, but I kind of made it. I don't know. It's a crazy bet, but I said, Ovi's going to get his mark this year, and we're going to hold the cup, too. And that's pretty crazy, but hey, I think it's feasible the way
they're playing. It's not impossible.
No, nothing's impossible.
Mike, thank you, man. Appreciate that. But going to Arlington next. Jose, welcome to Overtime.
What's going on, Doc? What's going on,
Hey, man, having a good old-fashioned time, man. This is fun. I've done it under much worse circumstance over the years. This is fun.
Yeah, this is my third time calling this. And again, I don't know anything about football, but one thing I do know about is my hometown, the fact that these boys are playing ball. And that's the only thing that I'm just tipping my hat off to the top from AP, DQ, all the coordinators that we got. They got every boy on that team playing like some mean old some dogs, and that's the only thing I want to see is some personality and some hunger, and these boys are playing some football I haven't seen in a long time, and I've never seen my boys go to the Super Bowl when I was, I think when they were like, 1991, I was, 6 years old, I wouldn't know anything about that, so it's nice to see the fan base coming back. The team coming back, and the fact that we're just playing good ball. And again, I don't know anything about football, and I just hope my boys go up there in Philly and just punish them boys.
But you know about winning.
That's
you
right.
Know that. And that's all you got to know. Know about winning. And we want to win at everything. Jose, thank you, man. And we talk to you after the ball game on Burgundy and Gold post game live. Let's go to Gaithersburg. Dane, thank you for being patient.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say this. It's good to see our team doing what they're doing. Who expected us to be where we're at? But we're here now. Hey, like you said before, let's go on to their house. Let's eat their food. We're going to belch in their face, fill our stomach,
keep
it going.
That's right.
We're rude, man.
We come in, man, and it's unless you invite us the right way, and then we've got manners. We've been trained properly, But it's been such a long time. Interesting to listen to this station and hear all the various callers talk about how long it has been, or the parents that were influenced by their parents, and they've tried to do what their dad, mom and dads did to them, and yet we end up with this under 30s, and they've never seen anything. And so that's why hearing the people that make the trips, hearing, you know, the rooster who's been all over everywhere, and he's excited, even though it's not his home team, he still has great passion for the Burgundy and Gold, and you can hear it. It's just elevated. Man, this is, it's still work. It may seem cool. You may think, oh, man, how cool is it to work around sports and be at games? If you listen to Chris Russell talk about a road trip, listen to J.P. Finley, Brian Mitchell, when they come back off these road trips, yeah, it's cool. I did it for damn near 20. It's cool. It's really cool. Until you get a delayed flight. Until you sit in the bus for 3 hours. Until you got 2 hours sleep. Until there's a lot of things. I mean, I don't think J.P. Finley slept today. And these shows don't stop for you. Metal, you've been on tour. Nothing stops.
Hurry up and wait. That's what I like to call it. Hurry up and wait.
Hurry up and wait. Is there anything worse than being at a plane or a train or a bus station and you're waiting and then you're told that it's going to be 45 more minutes?
And the only thing I can think of is, yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. And here we are.
We ain't waiting no more. It's all
Hey, Slim. And I'm talking trash, and we got technology. How about the days with no cell phones? I mean, there were days where it just had the pay phone. Man, no technology. Right. What did we do then?
Well, you read a book. A white paging call for Mr. Doc Walker, a white paging call.
Yeah, you read the pay phone. You had a quarter. Or you read a book. I mean, just think about some of the times. What did you do back in the day before all of this technology? Yeah, makes you think. We appreciate you, though, man. It's fun. Burgundy and Gold postgame live. Can't wait, man. Toby and I, we're chopping it up, man. It's going to be so much fun because just anticipating how crazy it will be talking about going to New Orleans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. Overtime. 106.7. The Fan. Team 980. DOC on the microphone. It's been interesting. Variance of call. Love the new callers. First timers. Couple first timers. When you're my age and you're getting first timers, that's a really beautiful thing to have it happen. And Maryland is our next stop. Brandon, welcome to playoff football.
What's up, DOC? How you doing this evening, sir?
Hey, man, living the dream.
I heard that. It's an honor to be in your presence right now, brother. Hey, let me ask you a question, man. I called to gauge your temperature, and the reason I did that is because my fandom takes me back to right before preseason and just hearing the message. It was one message coming out of this building. And that message was basically to recalibrate and to compete this year. When did you, my question to you, when did you realize this season that it was going to be special? And I'm going to hang up and listen to you, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay. As soon as you saw Jaden Daniels deal with Todd Bowles' complex defense in Tampa, and he didn't fall apart, he fell into it and competed. Tampa was a hell of a game, and we damn near won that. That's when I said, oh, wait a minute. When you have Todd Bowles as your first game, that's not who I would pick to have it, because he's bringing you, he's blitzing people, he's coming after you. And I go, wow. So JD5, you don't never know what you have until a regular season game, and the opponent matters. If I were going to draw it up, I'd want my rookie on the road against a seasoned defensive guy who blitzes. That's exactly what we got. I don't want a false sense of security. I want the test to be harder. And JD passed that. And then we didn't win the game. He did everything but win the game. So what this young man showed you right off the bat is that the game wasn't too fast for him. Wasn't too big for him. And that's all you need to know. Now, we throw that SEC thing out a lot. It does have credence when it comes to quarterbacks. Anytime you're going up against rushers, where does it measure for me? Because you have better athletes chasing you. Just do the math for yourself. They're faster people with larger people that run faster in the SEC than any other conference on the planet. Well, where do they go? Who are they chasing? The quarterback, you nitwits. So he's like a cheetah in Africa. Or what's the one that everybody eats? Not the cheetah. Hell, the cheetah's the fastest. I didn't mean that. That was a brain fart. I'm talking about the one they eat. There's an animal that almost everybody gets. That's what you are, and you in the SEC, and you can't run. If you remember SEC footage, Jaden Daniels was running around and through SEC defensive players. So he already showed you what he was capable of.
He took some hits in college, though.
Yeah, and he didn't die.
No, he didn't.
You furthered my argument. Thank you very much.
He had that tackler hit or whatever in Tampa Florida. In the playoff Florida, game where he just bent backward like a banana.
Yeah, well, he's flexible.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah. Well, the thing about guys that are, he's skinny, but he's not only says he's wiry, but he is tough and he's flexible and he's been that way his whole life. He's not small. That's just who he, and he's been with that his whole life. That's the beauty about this. You know, you grow up around kids all the time. He's been that man, that's fine. It'd be different if he was like 5'6". That's not small. I've seen guys short, but they're stocky, stubby, big thighs. They're compact. But this dude, man, I'm telling you, he's strong. Don't, you know what? Keep underestimating him. Then keep doing whatever people do, just keep doing it to him as he keeps beating you. And I love the fact that you really don't even know his speed. Smart guys never run all out. They don't want you to know. And whatever his speed is, his in-game speed is hasn't been measured. Whatever he does running, I guarantee you he's faster than that in a game being chased. Who isn't? Everybody is. If I'm chasing you and you're scared, you think that's not going to be the fastest time you've ever clocked? Of course it is. And he glides. You can always tell a guy that ain't fast. He always looks like he's trying to run fast.
He does. He has that speed. He has that like gazelle-like kind of glide. Yeah, they just glide. Where he just kind of, yeah, man. Glide.
Gazelle. That's what you. I was thinking of. Gazelle. You named it. That's what I mean. They get eaten up like peppermint. Yeah. So it's really athleticism. It's interesting when you look at it, because guys that make things look easy, it's because they just can and they do. It looks effortless. And other guys, you can tell they're trying their damnedest, you know. But a guy who's fluid and got speed and just has everything, it's just like, it's something about it. And there's not a lot of them. I think we talk like this because there's not a whole bunch of them that we can just sit around and talk about them. I guess maybe the NBA has maybe the biggest pool that we can see guys. Obviously, they're not in pads. For one reason, you know, they're not in pads. And so you get a chance to see a guy, his athleticism, and the sport's different. But, yeah, he's a different guy, man. He's not the only athlete at quarterback. But he is, it's just different. He's a different athlete than, I don't even consider him the same as in Baltimore. I really don't. I don't compare him to anybody that I've seen. Maybe you do. I don't.
Nah, I think he's Jaden Daniels, man. That's who he plays like. He plays like Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, he does. I don't see anybody like him. I don't see him like anybody else. I really don't. He's unique. Like Josh. I don't think anybody like Josh. For that measure, I don't see anybody like Mahomes. These guys all have their own DNA, own fingerprint, they're just different. They're different. But Jaden, the way he glides, slows down, he can accelerate, decelerate, and then step on and punch by you. And then all of that, then he can throw darts.
Yeah, some absolute lasers this season.
But his passing. What has he done, 5 errant passes all year? And most of them are short. That he may miss on that.
When he had that rib thing going on, he was a little short on some of those, but I think those days are gone for now.
And you explained it. You know, when he had that.
Yeah.
No, watching guys that have these gifts, man, it's amazing. Then what happened to B-Raw? And then Eckler. You know, Eckler has some of that in him too. We are so lucky to have him. If you haven't listened to him with Grant and Danny, you're missing out big time. He is outstanding, but you take his greatness for granted. He is incredibly gifted. That concussion was serious, man. He got jacked. And those games he missed, and I worry about him because he's had multiples. But on the football field, he reminds me of Joe Washington, go-go. The quickest feet of any human being I've ever seen. He can get in and out of space, out of cuts, quicker than you can imagine. Almost impossible to cover one-on-one. That's why he has that spurt, and he's still got that spurt. He can accelerate on a dime. You know, he's no spring chicken, but he's still cat quick. He's tough. He's a leader. I mean, you got some really good people on this team, man. And that's why I don't want to see it end. I don't want to see it. I want to see these guys complete the mission to its fullest. Because some of them may never play again together, ever. And it'd be a shame not to go out with a bang. We'll go to break on a bang. DOC, Heavy Metal, Overtime, 106.7, Fan. Heavy Metal with you. Oh, boy, what a week this is going to be, man. Love it. This is where we wanted to be. We wanted to be in the action. We are 1 of 4. 1 of 4 with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. La Plata is on stop. Final stop. Jack, welcome to Overtime.
Jack or Chuck?
Chuck. Jack, somebody in La Plata that called me. Jack, better say something, you'll be gone. Okay.
That's definitely Chuck, dude.
All right, Chuck, what's up, brother?
Hey, man, I love you. Let me tell you something. About a month before the season started, you'll like this. I put over 6.5, $50.
Okay.
I put Jaden Daniels, rookie of the year. Now, this is when I win 2,200 to 1, $50 on coach of the year. You got that?
Yeah.
And now, can you believe that? There's no way I can't win it now. I mean, no way, brother. I'm so excited, man. I've been a Skins fan since probably 1960, dude.
Oh, good for you.
I'm 74, and I'm loving these guys, dude. I'm loving them.
Good for
them.
You. You're a baby. You're still a baby. Good
Go
for you.
Go Commanders. That's all I got to say.
Good for you, man. Congratulations.
God bless.
Congratulations. Thank you. Well, that's good. Good, because you know what? If you are true to the burgundy and gold, you've lost more over the last 20 years than you'll ever be able to make on that one bet until you get to be even. You can never be ahead if you're a true fan, because it's been terrible for this long. The fact that somebody could be damn near grown now and have never seen this team successful. It's unbelievable.
That is how I am for the Wizards/Bullets. They won their championship like the year I was born or something, and I have not ever seen them do anything.
Well, basketball, it'd be bad if you say you tank or you're rebuilding. You're not even assured to get the top chip.
I know. I'm a
Look
hoophead too, though, man. I want them to be good, but
was it Chicago? Yeah, I mean, it'd been terrible. And they ended up with the 9th pick or what, you know, and then you get these guys, and now you don't even know who they are. Before, at least to me, at least they went to Carolina, they went to UCLA, Michigan, SC, Ohio State, Indiana. Now, they're from another country.
Well, it looks like in the next NBA draft, I think Cooper Flagg from Duke's probably going number
Flagg's
one. Yeah, Cooper Flagg is looking good. And unless he has some major injury or just looks really bad going to the tournament, I think he's going to be number one pick coming out this year.
Man, I missed the NCAA being it. But you know what? Then the G League, and maybe it's my fault. Maybe I got to get more involved in the G League or whatever, but I go, you know, I prefer to watch the WNBA. I just watch more the WNBA. I watch more of women's basketball. I just found other interests because I'm just not watching the game, the European game like that. I'm just, my ignorance, call it on me. But I think the game is changed. But the NBA, they're trying.
They also don't broadcast like the Greek games and things like that over here. So it's not,
yeah,
you know, it's not like, oh yeah, I'm you know, it's like, even if they did, they'd be on like what, the middle of the night or something. So
yeah, but I guess if we were, you know what it is, I heard about Dr. J when I was in junior high or whatever, and he was playing in the Rucker League. If somebody's that good, you'll hear about it. And I know we had,
yeah, we heard about Wembanyama.
We heard about Wendy. Yeah, we Wemby. And we did. But it just seems like there ought to be a better way. I wish it was the way college. But it's never going to be that way now because it's too much money. There's too many other things going on. So we got ball going crazy. And the women's sports now has really, it's just filled the void. I mean, I enjoy the game. So it has really done that for me. It's good. I'm good. I mean, I'm watching, I really watch a third of the women's games and enjoyed the heck out of it. And then I filled in the rest of it with NHL, and I'm solid. It's so much programming now that, you know, what we have to do, because we got to keep up with everything to a degree. We got to keep up with everything that's interesting. I ain't got to watch something nobody cares to give a damn about. But if you think people care, then you got an obligation to kind of check it out. And now that our team is under the influence of success, it's a magic carpet ride. And it's so positive. Have we had a negative story? What's the last negative story we've had, burgundy and gold-wise?
Probably, I mean,
wreck.
Probably something about just injuries or something. Really, not even, you know.
But that's not. That's just football. That's not negative. Yeah, that's football.
But we haven't had the like, you know, cheerleader scandals going on, or just, you know,
no DUIs. Nobody's
done anything.
Exactly. Isn't that amazing?
Is pretty great. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's almost so like they actually changed the culture. Everyone talks about it in football and changing the culture. They actually changed the culture. They actually did it.
You know, it's a buzzword. It was like, you want to BS your owner or whatever, just say culture. You want to snow the public, just tell them you're going to do that. And people, they buy into it. You know, it's almost like people say, used to say back in the 60s about they weren't prejudiced. That's what it reminds me of. Oh, I'm not a prejudiced bone in my body. Okay. Prejudice. Culture. A lot of people made a ton of money snowballing people with that crap. Then these guys come up and they seem, and then Dan Quinn, just a dude, just a regular dude who's authentic, sincere, and people didn't want to accept it. And now he could run for whatever he want to run for and win damn near everywhere he's at. Because he made it work. And these kids would take a bullet for him. And he'd take one for them. And it's just great that finally a good guy wins. Because usually they don't. You know, slime usually does proceed. Let's face it. Whether you want to accept it or not. Cash counts. Wins. Only in the movies did that other garbage work with a good guy and a nice story ends. But in this case, it's proven that a good dude may very well end up on top. That could happen.
That's what we're all hoping for in this town, I think.
Yeah. With his backwards cap and the whole thing, people snickering and doing all this stuff. Yeah. Defensive guys can't win. All the ignorance that has been spewed out now. And that's why I pulled for him. I pulled for him because of what not everybody, but a large majority of numbskulls keep repeating this stupidity. And you pull for this guy. But this 53-man roster is ferocious. Yeah, we like a gang, man. We come out at you, and you better come with your A-shot, because we coming hard at you. This has been fun. Metal, I always have an absolute flat-out ball with you, man. Let's keep it going.